It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
My next guest's Twitter handle reads Professional Cancer Destroyer. If you were to go to Webster's Dictionary and look up the word hero, you would find the name of my next guest. Hillary Husband, how are you today?
I am doing great, Jay.
Hillary, it's such an honor. It is such an honor to not only have you on my show, but just that you can so share your race, your life, and the battles, and how you've forged and won those battles with cancer. And I just can't wait not only to hear your story again, but that you will enlighten us, share with us, and just share not only the story but your courage. So, Hillary, as a friend, I'm turning it over to you. And if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are right now, it'd be great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jay, for that sweet introduction. But so my name's Hillary. I'm 22 years old. I'm in college. Over the past, I think, 7 years now, I've fought cancer, leukemia, and lymphoma 3 times total. It started out when I was in high school. I was a freshman in high school, about 14 years old. And I was a competitive dancer. I have been since I was, before I can remember. And I was at a dance audition when I started. I had bruises. I kind of ignored them. I was gonna try out for the dance line. That was what I was about. And I was at the audition when I almost fainted. I blacked out. My parents brought me to the emergency room, and a few hours later, they told me that I had leukemia. And as a freshman in high school, that's completely mind-blowing, earth-shattering. Because you don't think that kind of stuff happens to you, but it doesn't discriminate. I mean, I was a perfectly healthy, very active 14-year-old girl, and all of a sudden I'm dealing with this cancer. It wasn't supposed to happen to me, but it did. And so I went to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is where I was treated. And I remember I had a few questions, one of which was, what am I going to do about school? And I was able to continue school through the hospital. But the next question was, am I ever going to dance again? Being a competitive dancer, I just made the clogging team. Like, if you've ever, you've seen clogging, Jay, but I don't know how I could describe it to our listeners. Sort of like tap, Irish step, very high energy, a lot of fun. But I just made the team I'd been working for, probably almost 7 or 8 years since I was a little girl. And I just made the team, and I was determined. I was like, I can't quit this now. But I hadn't seen a whole lot of cancer patients on the competitions I'd been at. So I talked to my doctor, and I said, I want to keep doing this. And they said, well, we'll help you do it if you want to do it. And so over the 3 years of treatment I had while I was in high school, I stayed on the team. And I was we won 3 national titles total, but 2 while I was undergoing chemotherapy during those 3 years. So that was something that just gave me a drive to get up and keep going and just keep the fight,
Now, Hillary, if I may intervene real quick.
Please.
While you're going through this, what are you feeling? I mean, I know you have that drive. I know you personally, you had that drive. But is there a lot of questions? Is there a lot of doubts? Is it more so of fear than anything? What emotions were battling or waging wars inside the mind?
Well, it was kind of difficult. I felt like before I got sick, I felt strong. I was a dancer, and I was at the top of my game, for being 14, as best I could be, or I tried to be, and just seeing some of my strength be lost and realizing that I was going to have to fight to get it back. And so it was kind of frustrating. It was definitely an uphill battle. And it got discouraging sometimes, but I mean, I knew that if I lost that, I would lose my passion, and I wasn't going to do that. So I saw that it was worth fighting for. And through a lot of support, I can't say I did it by myself. I had a lot of support from my team, my parents, family, everybody. But it just gave me something to look forward to, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't,
no.
I knew that right now I wasn't where I wanted to be, but I knew that if I gave up, I would never be back where I wanted to be. And so I would get up out of bed, and I would do, calf raises. I would be stretching. I would be trying to do everything I could to keep from losing my strength. And then eventually I would go in treatment, yeah. I mean, they would pick on me because I would go get chemo, and I was scared. They provided a towel when I was on treatment in Memphis, and I was tearing up the kitchen floor, clogging on it, So they had to give me a room to go in. And I would go, the way I would feel better is I would get chemo, and then if I didn't just lay down and take it, I had to go, I would go clog, I'd go practice right after chemo, and it would help me keep my energy up. It was bizarre. You'd think it'd be backwards, but it helped me get through it.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I'm going to fast forward a little.
Sure.
What brought me to the story and how I first heard about your heroic movement and your heroic strength through your battle is that you completed a marathon while going
right.
through your treatment at St. Jude. Could you tell me how you did that and how that came to fruition? You said, I'm going to wake up and run a marathon. How did it all happen? And just tell me a little about it.
Well, it all kind of started, it was my third go around. So I had a lymphoma in between this and the transplant. And so I was diagnosed the third time. I knew that my body was going to have a hard time processing a transplant. Like, that's just rough on you. And I wanted to do everything I could to make it, to lessen the impact, I guess is what I'm saying. And a friend of mine that I met, another patient, his name was Will, and he was also a dancer, a competitive dancer. And he went through the transplant about maybe like a month before I did. And he told me, he said, the way that you get through it and the way that you're not a complete log when you're done with it, you know, like unable to move and whatnot, is you get up and move as much as you can. And so, like, I was sitting there thinking, like, what's a good goal? I said, I'm going to walk 1 mile a day, at least a mile a day. That gets me out of the bed, that gets me out of the room. You know, I can make my rounds and see the nurses and whatnot. It'll keep my spirits up and it'll keep my body healthy. And I asked them, I was like, well, how many laps do I have to walk around this transplant floor to get a mile? And they said 11. And so I'd walk 11 or 12, sometimes a little more a day, dragging my IV pole. And that's what I would do every morning. I'd get up and do my physical therapy, and I would walk my 11 laps. Well, a few days into it, one of the doctors came in and said, man, you're really logging those miles, aren't you? And I was like, well, yeah. He said, I bet you can't finish a marathon by the time you get out of here. And, you know, you give somebody competitive a challenge like that, and of course I had to do it. And so over the next few days, I continued to walk it. No matter what was going on, I'd get up and I'd walk my mile. And over time, I got the 26 miles in. And I remember running the last corner, and everybody was there. That's that picture that circulated the internet like crazy. But they had a finish line for me, and I got to cross it. And I finished my marathon the next day. I got discharged, so...
That is amazing.
It was incredible.
and if people want to see that picture, they can simply Google, go to Google Images, and you'll see Hillary Husband and St. Jude. I mean, when I first heard this story and I saw the picture, you can't help but not only cry, but it
yeah.
really it humbled me. But then it made me realize, wait, look what this girl is doing. Look what this young girl is doing. And I'm sitting here complaining about having a flat tire or
yeah.
having to pay a bill. What keeps you motivated, Hillary?
Well,
I mean, your strength is amazing. It's just...
Thank you. I mean, that's sort of a loaded question, I guess. It's twofold. First, I recognize that, you know, having cancer three times in such a short period of time, the odds have been against me. You know, like, I recognize that, and I recognize that... life is a blessing, and that, like, the fact that I've gotten a second, third, fourth chance at life is uncommon, and that I shouldn't just waste it. You know, I should do something with it. And so that's one motivation I have. Like, I just know that life is precious, and that I need to. There's a reason why I'm here, and there's a purpose behind everything that I've been through, and I feel like it's made me a better person. That I need to go accomplish something. And I guess the other half of that question would be. I have a lot of friends who didn't fare as well, and I think part of that is just, you know, because they didn't get a chance to live fully or live, you know, they didn't make it. I do it for them.
Yeah. Well, Hillary, thank you so much. You are a true hero to us all. To learn more about Hillary Husband, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here at Radio MD. Stay well.